From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. U.S. Arab warplanes, Gulf Air warplanes, bombed Shahed Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Thursday as a Saudi Arabian-led military offensive continued. Airstrikers posted on military sites in the rebel-held capital of Sana'a, including the main airport. Houthi officials say at least 18 people were killed, 24 wounded. It's drawing angry reaction from Iran, as we hear now from VOA's Scott Bob.
The Iranian government denounced the airstrikes, saying they would complicate efforts to end a conflict that is likely to further inflame sectarian hostilities across the region. Iran supports Houthi rebels in Yemen who follow a similar form of Shia Islam. The Saudi government said it would do whatever is necessary to protect what it called the legitimate government of Yemen. The Arab League, which is gathering for a summit in Egypt, said it fully supported the Saudi-led effort. Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi had taken refuge in the southern city of Aden after being driven from the capital Sana'a last month. The airstrikes were aimed at halting a Houthi advance, which had reached the outskirts of Yemen's second-largest city. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
French authorities say the co-pilot of a doomed German Wings jetliner deliberately crashed the aircraft into the side of a mountain in the French Alps on Tuesday, killing 150 people on board. 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, a German national who locked the pilot out of the cockpit, then manually changed controls to send the aircraft into the mountains north of Nice. Police in Uganda say they have reached credible information that the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is planning an attack on the capital, Kampala. Police say Al-Shabaab may target public places. This is VOA News. A Kenyan member of parliament is under investigation for allegedly raping a woman in his Nairobi office. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
A crowd of about 60 activists marched past the Supreme Court, the police headquarters, and toward the National Assembly, chanting, "We don't want excuses, we want justice." The march comes as Member of Parliament Gideon Mwiti Ireya faces accusations of beating and raping a woman who had come to his private office a few days ago to discuss official business. Local media report the woman was also forced to take an HIV test before she was assaulted. Ireya, who denies the accusations, has changed his story several times, first saying he did not know the woman, and then later admitting that they had been out together at a club he owns. Charges have yet to be filed. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
United Nations on Thursday painted an increasingly grim picture of the humanitarian crisis in Syria. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos said the number of Syrians living in besieged areas and who risk death by starvation, dehydration, and the lack of medical care has nearly doubled to roughly 440,000. Amos said Syrians' life expectancy estimated to be 20 years less now than when the civil war started. Nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran resumed in Switzerland on Thursday. The P5+1, that's the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, have a March 31st deadline for a framework deal with Iran. Six partners want Iran to curb its uranium enrichment program. Iran denies wanting to build nuclear bombs and insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Russian President Vladimir Putin told top security officials on Thursday that the country must grow stronger, accusing the West of trying to destabilize it. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine a year ago and has backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. In response, the United States and the European Union have imposed sanctions on Russian officials as well as businesses. South Korea today demanded the immediate release of two nationals arrested in North Korea on espionage charges. North Korea announced late Thursday that it had arrested two South Korean men last year in the Chinese border city of Dongdong. The official Korean Central News Agency said the two took part in an anti-DPRK smear campaign organized by U.S. intelligence and the South Korean National Intelligence Service. South Korea described the allegations as groundless. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.